This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone. Welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, man. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, trying to get through a new kitten, school,
yeah,
and work.
We have a new mascot.
We do.
Biggie Paws.
Biggie Paws. You'll see him on our socials. He's currently hiding under the bed. But he's getting used to it. Maybe one day we'll be able to actually have him on the, like, our laps.
That without him cool. biting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, he was a stray though. He was a rescue, but may I mention that that should be the only stray we take in 2026.
Amen. Only the four-legged ones, not two-legged.
Facts. Like, especially with this cold snap coming, you know, cause again, for the second weekend in a row, we're having another cold snap,
yeah,
which cracks me up. Cause I'm like, if Dick hasn't found his woman yet, he is on the hunt.
Well, there's another one supposedly in mid-February that's supposed to hit too. So this may be the longest commitment he's ever had.
He's probably like, I'm just going to not get on the apps once they find somebody until it gets warm again, then he'll get back on the apps.
Come like March or April, he'll be back on them.
Facts. As soon as he can get on that motorcycle. If he still has it, who knows? Does anyone know? None of us knows.
He's gone into hiding.
None of us know. Okay, so today which I'm locked out, so you're going to have to open it again. We want to talk about, we had a reel kind of go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the point of the reel, it was a joke, and it was the point of it was, you know, in your 30s, you'll meet, I posted it, in your 30s, you'll meet two women who your husband had an affair with and you should keep them and ditch him, mm-hmm, which obviously I did and should have. Yeah. One, the amount of women on here who did not understand that you guys didn't know.
Right.
I'm like, obviously.
And all of them were like, oh, well, they slept. Y'all all slept with him. And it's just like, no, all of us did not.
Yeah, but they're also making assumptions. Like,
just because you date somebody doesn't mean you're automatically going to sleep with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they were making assumptions about that. But then, like, I was cracking up because I was just like, do you really think that I was like, oh, yes, they knew about me and they purposely tried to wreck my home, but let me be best friends with them? Yeah. No.
Not happening.
Mm-hmm. No, but no one in their right mind would do that.
Right.
No, God, no.
So, no, that was not the case.
And we are in our right minds.
So, most days.
For the most part.
I mean, sometimes it's a little.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Same. But it was just so funny because I was just like, no, what the fuck? Like, absolutely the fuck not. They did not know about me because if they did, I wouldn't have been friends with them. The point is, Dick lied to everybody. Shocking. But even more so than the women who commented and said that stuff, which I was just like, whatever. Women, there are some women on there who say like things like, slay queens, I love this. He has a type, beautiful and way too good for him. Like, yes,
you're damn right.
We love women who support women and who get the joke, but yeah, mainly women who support women because yeah, there's a lot of women out there who don't. But then the amount of men that we got, I'm going to call this one JP. JP said he probably don't care. He still got to hit all three.
Wrong.
So there it is again.
But like, where was the grammar in that?
Right. No grammar. Also wrong. Like, you're again making assumptions, mm-hmm, and you, sir, are uneducated. And let me tell you something, JP, he gives a fuck because I'm making his life a living hell.
Yeah, she is.
So
I mean, his feelings really look hurt at the Blink-182 concert when he seen us together.
So. Oh yeah, he was not happy. And then he was supposed to go to another concert with the same woman he went to Blink-182 with, and then she ditched him and didn't take him to that concert because we would have seen him again. So
oh, dang.
Oops.
Hate that for him.
So sad for him. But like, trust me, he cares not because he misses me or because he's a good human. He cares because he doesn't want to have to pay me the tens of thousands of dollars he owes me, and I'm not going to let it go ever. So, then you got Bacon. We're going to call him Bacon. Bacon is saying things like, he must be a real stud the way he was stacking women. Let's make that clear too. Dick is not a stud.
No.
But he is a very smooth talker. He's a charmer in the way he talks to women, and he knows all the things to say mm-hmm. to make you feel like you're beautiful and like you're the only person in the room.
Well, and he kind of gives that like bad boy vibe, based on his pictures mm-hmm. and stuff. Yep. And a lot of women like that.
Yep. He has tattoos, the motorcycles, you know, he does give off that bad. But then he also gives off the like shy, quiet, like mm-hmm. I'm mysterious, shy, quiet type. Yeah. No, he's just an asshole who's talking to 50 billion women at mm-hmm. once. And so he doesn't want to get your name wrong.
But he will rematch with you.
Yeah, because he doesn't remember.
He forgot you.
Exactly.
It's so bad that he's like, he matches with so many women that you're not the only one. He rematched with the Chattanooga one too.
Yeah.
And she reached back out to me and was like, he just liked me again. And I was like, I'm telling you, like, there's no way.
You got to really hurt their feelings.
I also love the amount of men who think it's okay to comment on our bodies.
Yeah.
Like, body shapes are the same on all three. A woman? Curves?
I'm sorry that I eat biscuits and sweet tea because I live in the South.
I ain't sorry for shit.
Me neither, really, because I love them.
Because, I mean, but here's the thing.
I will never tell Cracker Barrel no.
The average size in the U.S. is like a 16, and we're all smaller than that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you stupid?
What did he look like?
Well, and that's the other thing, right?
40-240.
That's the other thing is they're always, he's married. Bitch, if you're married, why are you commenting on our podcast about women?
How did he find
for women? Exactly. So go back to your wife.
There was one that had photos of where he had used AI, and I don't even know if it was his actual family, but it was a group of them in Star Trek.
Listen.
And he had six chins. I was like, and you're talking about me?
Yeah.
Bro, I only have three chins.
This guy.
I got you beat.
This guy has the same name twice. And he goes, so first of all, I'm judging the fuck out of you just off that.
Because your mom couldn't even be original.
Right. Guarantee one of them is still banging him and use the relationship with the other two women to get them to leave him. First English, try it. It's not hard. But the one doesn't know another one did the same thing. So he got two of them. He's the only one he's not with, I guarantee you, is the white, which was you.
So does that mean I'm the ugly one?
No, I think he was like, no. Maybe she. Oh, you're the occasional booty call.
Yeah, I'm the occasional booty call. So was I not good enough to be in the full relationship? Like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't know, but
why was that the booty call?
Is this a guy that has the AI pictures? Because this is AI.
Yes. Oh, it's six chins. He's changed it.
Yeah.
Look how many chins he has.
He has to make up a family on AI because he's so lame he doesn't have one.
Why is he doing Christmas pictures as of, what is that, two days ago?
They aren't even the same race.
Uh-uh.
His made-up family isn't even famous. Listen, man, if you're going to talk about women's bodies and talk shit, at least be attractive and not have to make up an AI family.
Yeah.
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 Listen.
But they might, like, it's just, it's crazy the amount of men who think that it's okay to comment on women's bodies still today in 2026.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I don't tell you that it's pushing me further and further and further away from men, because I'm just like, what year is it?
It's disgusting.
Like, you can't just sit there and talk about women's bodies all the damn time. It was winter. We were in sweaters. So you can't use the excuse, well, you were wearing something showy. Shut the fuck up. No, we weren't. We were in jeans and sweaters. But again, the amount of women who just say things like, some people will ask, did he know they were married? No. But then some people would be like, but are they cheaters too? Hard pass.
No, we're not cheaters.
No. And then the Eskimo sisters one. That cracked me up.
Oh, God. Far from
Again, go home to your wife. Why are you commenting on an all girls podcast? Maybe we should tell his wife that he's commenting on our page. Maybe that's what we should start doing. Is going to the wives.
But she should be able to see it, though.
Well, we should go to the wives and be like, hey, just so you know, hey, he had two tickets available for the Ohio State and Tennessee game. That's interesting. But yeah, like the amount of people who think it's okay just to, he has a preferred weight class. What do you think that is? LW. Let's look what he looks like. Let's see.
But he weighs more than us.
Well, first of all, he has Bitcoin, guys. He's a Bitcoin bro. He thinks he's rich. Aw, bless your heart. LW, you think you're rich and you have to edit your photos to look like you're hard and cool. What would you guess? I'm going to guess his age is like, we're going to go like mid 50s, 60s. So why are you commenting on our page, LW?
Why I mean, a lot of the men that were commenting were like men that would never have a chance.
Right.
Ever. So well, like, thank you for thinking that I'm ugly or that I'm fat, because I want you to think that because you're ugly and I don't want you. So thank you.
Well, and also your personality is obviously shit if you think that it's okay to talk about women's bodies. Then we have MD here who commented, what weren't you doing? He has no pictures of himself. So that to me means you're automatically ugly, because you won't put pictures of yourself out. So MD, let me tell you, and everyone else who watches this and any men who stumble across this podcast and who will say, well, she wasn't giving him something. I tried all the time to sleep with my husband, but my husband has ED issues or had ED issues. I had to get him shots for it to work. And then instead of making it work with his wife, because he was embarrassed because he has, you know, ED issues, he decided to go sleep with a bunch of other women, to make himself feel better about his little wee wee not working.
And she does mean little.
Right. Little. So, apparently I'm going to say MD probably has the same issue.
Hmm.
Because why are you asking what we weren't doing? To assume that a woman isn't doing something and that the guy had an affair, one, is putting blame on the woman, which is bullshit. And two, isn't even like ever the case. Like, it's not a woman's fault that a man cheats.
No, it's not.
It is a moral and integrity issue with that man. Because a real man would sit and have a conversation with his wife and have discussions with her.
Yep. He would know how to communicate. He would be emotionally intelligent and love.
And if there were any issues, but the fact that I literally was like begging him to sleep with me because I was married to this man and that's what you want from your husband. Yeah. And then he would tell me that I was being desperate and it wasn't attractive because I was asking because he wouldn't do it because he couldn't. And then when he could, he wanted to get it elsewhere because he was so embarrassed. Because he tried saying later that like he felt so ashamed and like so like embarrassed with me because I knew all this stuff. And so he wanted to, I was like, I don't want to hear your fucking excuses for why you're a hoe.
Yeah.
And also, again, a pattern with him because he did this to his daughter's mom and then he did it to his son's mom too. Mm-hmm.
Did they have the same issues with him, like not being able to?
His daughter's mom did. I haven't talked to his son's mom about that, but I know that his daughter's mom did.
I wonder if it's like the excitement he gets from cheating and like, and that's what really gets him going.
I think that's a lot of what it is. I think for him, like he has actual ED issues and the excitement of it being someone new and getting away with something is what makes him actually be able to get it up.
Yeah.
Which sucks for you. But you should probably
work on that
without us. Another, you guys are still, he actually almost spelled out fucking him, which is funny because his picture is with his daughter. Hmm. And I'm like, I hope nobody talks to you, like talks about your daughter that way.
Mm-hmm. What is up with that beard though?
Oh, I know. It's gross.
That's not majestic.
It's not, it's completely unkempt.
That looks like it has lice.
But it's funny because our response He's in Canada, and our response was, someone from Canada knows what's happening in Alabama? I highly doubt that. Thanks for your comment, though. Hope your daughter doesn't learn how to talk about women you don't know.
That's gross.
Or learn how you talk about them. Yeah. So, you know, probably shouldn't comment. Did you guys see that thing I posted the other day where this woman posted saying, I've never commented on somebody's, like, page when I didn't like their content. I just scroll on by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I reposted that because, like, same. Because I don't have time to sit there and just post something. Like, if I don't like what I see, I just keep scrolling. And if I'm following them and I don't like what I see, I unfollow them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not going to sit there and, like, write out stuff. So the amount of men who took their time to write something, you know what, men?
Paragraphs. Like, these are, like, the short comments. There were paragraphs.
Literally.
Of shit.
It's just, and some of them we kept messing with, and it was so funny. And they kept, like, they just kept, like, sending us stuff. What they don't understand is they were making it go viral.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Never mind. Keep commenting.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to help women go viral, by all means.
I like all the hate because I want to be in Hawaii doing my therapy instead of here. So keep it going.
Seriously. But then even a woman who says, he has a type, doesn't he? Like, women, y'all need to stop, like, posting this stuff it's about disgusting. Other women. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like,
I mean, he does have a type, though. Three beautiful women. Like, he has a type. You're right.
Yeah. But the thing that's funny is if we actually lined up all of them, like the 20 plus, he's all over the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
there would not be. A
listen,
type
we got people with tattoo forehead tattoos.
But I think every woman's beautiful in their own way. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
He does. He has a type. He likes pretty women.
So. I think you're a beautiful woman unless you're one of the women who are talking shit about other women.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
But to sit there and just say it's all a body size, like, you know, that's what they're doing. Is they're trying to be like, oh, you guys are the similar body types and just, like, throw us all in together. It's just, it's disgusting. But also, like, it doesn't have the effect you think it does. To just talk about people, women's bodies all the damn time is fucking annoying as hell. And I'm like, do they think we're like, let me run to the gym? I got news for you. I go every day anyway.
And I don't.
And right after you said all those comments about my body, I still went to the fridge and got a snack. So
we love snacks. I still went to Chick-fil-A and got my sweet tea. The Lord's chicken is the best.
My friends still tell me I'm pretty, so I guess I'm okay.
That's right. You are forever beautiful to us. But yeah, so women, do better. Stop commenting about our bodies and also, you know, stop giving us hate. But then men, I would tell you to do better, but you don't know how. So, Bree, you have the story for us today. So somebody sent in a story for us. So Bree's going to read it and then we'll discuss.
So she says, my ex-husband moved us from Florida to Missouri. Then 6 days in, he decided he wanted the single life that the Navy provided him. This is after I stayed with him after he cheated on me and fell in love with his mistress. And I had to wait until we had been there for 6 months to file for divorce.
Sounds right. Court system's messed up.
Absolutely. After the 6 months, I unblocked him and gave him my address to mail the signed paperwork so I could get it notarized. It took him another 6 months to do that. Why is it so hard to sign paper? I had the same issues like with my second ex-husband. He would not sign papers. He wanted everything his way or the highway. Would not do anything.
I'm telling you right now, if I wouldn't have like forced Dick, if I wouldn't have threatened to take you and put you on the stand, Dick wouldn't have signed those papers and I would still be legally married because now you can't find him.
You should have put me on the stand.
I would have loved that. but that's what I don't understand. Like men, he was married. Dick was married to his first wife. They separated when his daughter was two when she was like 11, they finally got divorced legally because he wouldn't sign the papers because he was just too lazy to go do it.
It's crazy though, because I mean, you know, I hadn't been married, but even when men know they're wrong, like they don't want to leave afterwards. Like they don't want to own up to it. My ex would not move out of my house. And I was like, you were the one who made all these choices.
Like you cheated, bro.
Get out, bro.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I decided I was like, finally, I threatened to out him. And then he was like, oh, okay. I guess I can go.
Well, it's not that hard. I took mine to UPS and signed it and notarized it in front of God and everybody at UPS for $25.
You can go to a bank. Yeah. If you can go to your bank for free.
Yeah.
And get it notarized.
It's not hard.
So I just don't understand.
So she says, I sent it back to him the same day that I got it. And because he's a man child, he never actually filed the paperwork. So she's had to wait 6 months plus in another 6 months because he wouldn't sign. And then he never filed the papers.
As his mistress, I'd be a little offended if he refused to sign the paperwork after we done through all this, too.
Well, I mean,
as you should be. But
like, well, it's crazy to me. First, because Alabama is the same way. Like, you have to live somewhere 6 months before you could do anything. And I'm like, why? If I was married to somebody in another state, why do I have to live here 6 months?
Yeah.
What? Like, what in the twisted bullshit is that? And also, I'm surprised there's not a military exception for that. Like, that's dumb. But yeah. Then also, are we surprised that a military person did this?
But like, he put her through all of that and still wouldn't give her the divorce just to hold on to her.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
Because he wanted that control.
Mm-hmm. It was all like. About control for him, I'm sure.
So she says, anyways, I just moved to Madison with, which I'm assuming is maybe her now boyfriend. We're going to call him Alan. It's an inside Alan? Joke. It's an inside joke. Anyways, Madison is closer to my family than Mobile, and I told him and my family if our relationship didn't work out, then I would move back home, and it would be a closer move. So I had to take matters into my own hands and file. Well, Madison also has a six-month yep. residency rule. Overall, I had to wait 3 years to divorce since I had to find him first because he went AWOL from the Navy and moved back home to his mommy.
Oh,
back to the mom.
Always. Aww. You know, some mommies are, and mm-hmm. I bet a mommy every. Probably just is like, come here, Mike, suckle the titty. Mm-hmm. Come here. It's just dry.
I cannot deal with you.
Every narcissist has a mother who stands behind them.
They're enablers.
Oh, and because they're narcs too.
Yeah.
Freaking mm-hmm. Dick's mom, oh, baby, the worst.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
She chose to spend the money on him. Mm-hmm. No, Dick's mom, I didn't. I thought that I was married to a man that I loved.
So did the mistress decide that she didn't want him anymore now that it wasn't a cat mouse chase?
I don't know. Let's see what else she has to say. So she had to use some not so legal connections to find that out. She said, I did go up to Missouri to get the paperwork signed with him. Also having to use those connections, and looked damn good while doing it while signing it next to him.
Yes.
He was also the director of operations for Chick-fil-A, and he got fired over his treatment of me because his morals didn't align with the company.
Good job on Chick-fil-A.
See, this is why they get my money. Yep. They, mm-hmm. they, you know what? We stand the Lord's chicken because they don't let men do this shit.
Yeah.
But it's all about the culture of their company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because morals and integrity, that also should be something our military does. And supposedly do, but then we hear all the time.
I wonder
people.
If he said my pleasure when he got finished signing.
That'd be pretty funny.
I'd slap him. But yeah. Anyway. So let's see. It says, I took the paperwork home after forcing him to sign it all, and I paid the $300 to file for it and was legally divorced after 1 month wait imposed by the system.
Mm-hmm.
So like 3 years and a month is what she had to wait.
All because of a system. Because, and that's what's crazy to me. Like, why can't the system just, hey, I want a divorce. And they're like, well, now you need to wait this time. Okay, now he has to agree to it. Like, why?
Yeah.
And after a certain amount of time, there should be like a, hey, I tried to serve this, you know, why can't we just be divorced?
Right.
Like, it's insane yeah. that.
You should never have to wait that long.
No, that's mm-hmm. wild.
And if it's going to be like that, let it be as hard as the divorce is to get married.
Right.
So then people, you know, you're going to figure out, okay, maybe this person isn't right for me.
Yeah.
Look, I ran away 2 weeks before the wedding. I figured it out, but
yeah.
I got lucky.
Thank God you figured yeah. that out. That was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's see here. She goes on to say, his family still keeps tabs on her. Yeah. Which is kind of weird, but I get that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
She said, my life with him was like a telenova. His mom hated me because I was white. His ex-girlfriend's boyfriend threatened to beat me up because I somehow disrespected her.
Even though they were exes? That's wild.
The woman he cheated on me with was actually a good friend of mine.
Mm.
He cheated with two of my friends, and one of them unalived herself when the secret came out, and I told her I couldn't forgive her, but I had to forgive him because he was my husband. I also found out he was cheating on me the entire time while he was at training, and I was holding down the fort at home.
All right. I feel you there. Mine was also cheating on me while he was at training and I was holding down the fort at home. There's a lot to unpack there. So yeah. I hope she does not take that suicide on her because that's not her fault.
No, absolutely not.
That friend, and I'll put it in quotes because no friends do what she did.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Chose
to make that decision on her own.
Yeah. And not only did she lose her husband, she lost two of her friends in the process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that really sucks.
And shame on those women. Right. Because again, that's a situation where those women knew they were friends with her beforehand. You know that she's married and you're still choosing to sleep with that man.
Right.
And then obviously it didn't work out with them either. So was it worth losing your friend over? And also, were you ever really friends?
No.
Like that's insane. There's no way.
Honestly, when it comes to the suicide thing, there's probably other things that came before that were also going on. So that's not going to be probably the only factor in all of that. So I hope that she doesn't carry that weight.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't either. Same.
Because, I mean, that's not... Anybody who makes that choice, it's a sad situation. We have a very bad mental health issue in this country. Mm-hmm. But that's not on any particular person. No.
And it's not usually just on one action either. It's one more than thing one thing after another, maybe.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on, so.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, that sucks, and that's got to be, I'm sure that was difficult to learn about and everything else, but at the same time, like, that person made a choice to betray her friend and sleep with her husband. Yeah. And so
I almost wish that's what my two would have done.
You know, I just don't think that
made it so much easier.
My thing is one of my best friends is a guy and we've been best friends since sixth grade. And I rarely talk to him without talking to his now wife, just out of respect for her. And I did the same thing when he was in a long-term relationship before he got married. Mm-hmm. His previous relationship, he was with her for 5 years. And I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I will message in a group.
Oh, so they don't, y'all have a group chat.
Yeah. I text them both.
Yeah.
They had bad weather. And so I text the group and said, are you guys okay? And sometimes I only message her. And a lot of times, on social media and stuff, you know, she's usually the one posting stuff. So I respond to her the most.
Yeah.
It's just a respect thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should
absolutely
talk to the wife. And I forget where I was recently. And I don't know if you guys were with me because I had a lot of shit going on this week. But I was somewhere and I was giving that situation, that story. And, and a wife was like, thank you. She's like, because it's really weird when women all of a sudden you become friends with a couple and then that woman starts texting the husband. And apparently, I think the story was that her husband and her became friends with this couple and the woman started texting her husband and she was like, no, I don't
Hell
like this.
No.
And the woman got upset and was like, well, what do you think I'm going to do? And I'm like,
because she got caught.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because women with integrity would be that's inappropriate for me to do. The only time it's appropriate is if you're like for me, I've, one of my girls, I've messaged her husband before because we were planning a surprise party for her.
Right. That's totally different.
Different. And, and completely, and it's literally just about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Not about random. I saw this today. It made me think of you. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you thinking about my husband?
Yeah. So that would send me through the roof.
Same. I just don't think that's appropriate at all.
But my thing would be if he came to me and told me about it, that's one thing.
Right. He wasn't the problem. It was her.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
The husband said hey, so-and-so is messaging me. And then the wife went to the other wife and said, hey, why are you messaging my husband? And that woman took offense and was like, well, it shouldn't be a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my thing is I'm like, that woman's husband should probably check out her phone because she's probably cheated on him.
You may not think it's a big deal, but I'm about to make it a big deal because, honey, you hadn't seen that side yet. Mm-hmm. No.
It's just inappropriate. But it sucks that the systems are so broken that it takes forever to divorce somebody. You have to move. You have to move away to get away from people. Mm-hmm. And then you have to deal with friends being shitty and not actually being friends. it really is like hard. Like, it makes it hard to trust people and like let people in your circle because like even like now, like I don't trust men for shit and I'm not going to probably ever again. Mm-hmm. But even with women, like you have to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm. And see, I've always had a harder time trusting women than I have men.
Because a lot of women will go behind your back and do shady shit.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Or they just drop off the face of the earth.
Next level.
What was that?
You said you had a hard time trusting women, but makes men be on that next level. I can't trust not any of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same way. But I think with women, it's more, are you going to deal with the catty bullshit? Mm-hmm. Like, we were all joking about something before we started this podcast. And, you know, Bree's like, I'm going to beat you bitches. And like, you know,
I didn't say beat.
Well, but either.
I didn't call y'all bitches.
But rightfully so. And it's funny. But it's, you know, we're joking about stuff and we're joking about it to her face.
Yeah.
And it's not anything that we would go like behind somebody's back and say shit.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming at somebody and being like, ha ha ha, and making jokes. And then you're like, fuck you. And then you keep going. That's true friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm still wagering $2,500. We're not telling y'all what it is, but it's a $2,500 wager.
Yeah. You know, if I can ever get my money from Dick, you're on. But yeah, it's
just spending all my money on the cat.
You have a new man in your life.
The mascot.
Biggie Paws. He is really cute.
Biggie Paws.
He has little cross eyes. But yeah, I don't know, guys. It's just women are a hard thing too, but like these men that just want to hang on to relationships and control stuff and like a broken system helping them.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Well, I'm glad that they shared their story and, you know, I'm sure we'll relate with somebody taking forever to get divorced because of a man. They just make your life harder. Like it's wild over here.
You know how you avoid divorce?
Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Shit happens.
Shit happens, she says. Shit happens.
It doesn't, though. I've made it all this time, 33 years.
You know what? I should start.
You came close a couple times.
You should have kept all the rings.
I should have.
Did you give them back?
Yeah.
She's giving them all back.
I throw them back. I don't give them back.
I sold them.
And with
I can't find anybody to buy mine.
I put it in the street and ran over it in front of him.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice. I think Dick was so cheap and it's such a small ring that nobody will buy it back because he's so cheap.
See, you gave Facebook me a beautiful ring. I wish I had kept that one.
Was you should have kept it. I was talking to another friend of mine who said that that's what she's doing now. She's just collecting diamond rings.
I should have.
And as soon as she gets it, she's like, all right, bye.
Oh, God.
I was like, you know what? House, though.
I approve of this at this point because it's wild out there. All right. Well, we will, I guess, see you guys next week.
See you next week.
See ya.